Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Yevam Mustaf Tzadi Dalid. Elisha left off on daf Tzadi Gimel Amud Beis at the Ika Da Amar, five lines from the bottom of the page. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children, and it is also sponsored by the Zeriker family in honor of Binyamin Zeriker's bar mitzvah, which is today. Bo Bayom, Mazel Tov to Binyamin and to Eitan and Rina and the entire Zeriker family. We should share many simchas. We thank all the sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So what we're going to discuss today is, first we're going to continue on the discussion from yesterday. Is an eid echad neman to be matir, a woman to a yavama? Meaning, on the one hand, we've been discussing an eid echad being neman to be matir an isha l'shuk, that the woman, the eid echad comes and says meis balich, and now she's allowed to go marry whoever she wants. She's mutaris l'shuk because it's not a yibum situation. But what about in a yibum situation? Is an eid echad also neman to be matir nisha liyavama? So the Gemara is going to discuss, you know, the case that we had in our Mishnah where they had where we had two sets of eidim that came, and one said that her husband died first before her son, and the other one said that the son died first before the husband. So the Gemara is going to discuss how we knew each of those things. Was it one eid? Was it two eidim that came and told us each of those things? And we're going to try to be medayik from that, from what the Mishnah must have been talking about, whether an eid echad is nem. So that conversation is going to go all the way through Amud Aleph, pretty much almost until the Mishnah on the bottom of Amud Aleph. The Mishnah on the bottom of Amud Aleph is then going to flip the script. Up until now, we've been talking about where one aide comes back and tells her that her husband died. What if she's the one that went away, the husband is home, and someone comes back and tells the husband that your wife died? So now is he allowed to marry her sister? So we're going to discuss the implications of that in the Mishnah and the Gemara, and the Gemara that ensues as well, that follows as well. So let's begin five lines from the bottom of the page. V'ika da'amar on daf tzadi gimel and beis. So says the Gemara, V'ika da'amar, that there's some that have the conversation that we just had yesterday in a slightly different way, and it goes as follows: that halo tibayilach. This shaila is not a shaila that neid echad is neman to testify da afilu ihi nami mehemna, that because she also would be believed to say that her husband died when she doesn't have any children. Meaning, if a woman says my husband is dead, so we trust her and she's allowed to have yibum. So certainly an eid echad would be believed in such a case. Ditanan, how do I know that she too would be believed? Because the Mishnah says, "Isha shamra meis ba'ali." A woman comes to Basin and says, "My husband died, is dead," and it's a case where we know that it's not a yibum situation. Tinasei, then she's allowed to go marry based on edus atzma. She's allowed to marry whoever she wants. Or meis ba'ali, if she says my husband died and it is a yibum situation, she doesn't have any children, tisyabim, so she's allowed to go and do yibum based on her own edus. So if even the woman who is the balas davar over here is ne'emenis to say that that her husband is dead in order to permit her to do yibum, kol shekein, we're going to believe in eid echad that the husband is dead in order to allow her to do yibum, because the eid echad is not even a bal davar. So for sure we're going to believe in eid echad. That's not the shayla. Ki tibaylach l'mishri yavam. The shaila is not whether we're going to allow her to do yibum based on the edus of an eid echad. The shaila is whether we're going to be matir the yavama to marry whoever she wants. Meaning, let's say we have a case where a woman is, we know for sure that her husband died and we know she didn't have any children, and therefore we know for sure that it's a yibum situation. And then one eid comes and says that the only potential yavam, the husband's only brother, is dead. Or the you have a woman whose husband and son went Medina Siyam, and an eid echad says that her husband died first and then her son died. In both of those cases, it's based on an eid echad, we're going to tell her that she does not need yibum, because if the husband predeceased the son, then it means that she wouldn't need yibum when the husband died. So that's going to be totally on the reason that an eid echad is neman to be matir neshes ish li'alma. Why is it that when an eid echad comes back in a non-yibum situation and says that the husband died, she's allowed to marry whoever she wants? So based on why that halacha is true, we're going to be able to determine whether an eid echad is neman to be matir her from her yavama. So my time with the eid echad, what's the primary reason that the chamar matir a woman to get remarried based on an eid echad that her husband died? Mishum demilsa avidulugulam shaker is the primary reason that it's something that it's avidulagli, it's something that we can ultimately find out whether he's telling the truth, and therefore we have a chazak chazaka that he would not lie about such a thing, because if it's possible that the husband could walk into Beis Din, the aid is going to turn out to be a liar, so therefore we better trust this aid because he knows that, and he wouldn't risk being caught in a lie, even though he's an Eid Echad. But if that reason, if that were the reason alone, it would not be enough to be Matir in Isra Torah. So we also had another reason that the Isha is Daiko Mitzvah, that she's going to clarify before she gets remarried. But according to that reason, we could be told that the Isha would be Mevaris, so you don't need to know for sure that that the Isha is Mevaris. Meaning, according according to this reason alone, she would not, the aide would also not tell a lie. Meaning, because what's the aide going to say? That the Yavam is dead, the Yavam could also walk into Beis Din. So by that same logic, that the aide is not going to tell a lie because it could be caught in the lie, because the husband could walk in, the aide's not going to tell a lie to say that the Yavam is dead, because the Yavam could walk into Beis Din. Oh, Dilma, time of day, or maybe no, maybe the primary reason that the Chum believe in Eid Echad to let a woman remarry is Mishum Di'i Daiku Mitzvah. It's not on account of the Ne'amanus of the aid, because he might get caught in a lie. It's on account of the Ne'amanus of the woman, that the woman would never want to get remarried unless she did her own independent research and she's very clear that the husband is really dead. But maybe in the case where it's about the Yavam and it's not about the husband, Lo Daiku Mitzvah, maybe she's not going to do as careful research before getting remarried. Demisnahu Desanyalei, because maybe she just can't stand the Yavam and she wants to get out of any possible connection to him, and that great sinna that she has for the Yavam, which is much more common to have for a Yavam than to have for a husband, is going to cause her to lie in order to be more trusting of an Eid Echad in order to go and remarry. So we can't equate the chashash that she's not going to clarify because of her love with the husband to a chashash that she's not going to clarify because of her hatred to the Yavam, meaning we know that those are different relationships, so she's not eager to get out from under her husband, and therefore she's going to be Daiko Mitzvah, but she is eager to get out from under her Yavam, so she's not going to be Daika, and she's not going to be so careful before she gets remarried. So that's the Shaila. Do we believe in Eid Echad to say that this woman does not need Yibum? So again, the question is, what's the Iker Tam that an Eid Echad would be believed? Is it because the A doesn't want to be caught in a lie? That applies equally over here. Or is it because we trust that the woman is going to do research and make and be absolutely certain before she gets remarried? That does not apply over here. Samul Rav Sheshes Tinisuas. Rav Sheshes says, well, we can bring a raya from the Mishnah, because it said in our Mishnah that Amrullah, they say to her, without saying who says to her, they say to her, Meis balich v'achach meis benech, that your husband died and then your son died, and therefore you do not need Yibum. V'nise, so she went and she got remarried because she was told she doesn't need Yibum, that her husband died first and then her son. V'acharkach amrula, and then they say to her, Chilufayu advarim, that we got it backwards, that really the son died first and then the husband, and therefore really you should have required Yibum. Teitze, she has to get divorced from the man that she married, because she really needs Yibum. Vavlad Rishon, and any child that she had before this mistake was discovered. Ve'achron, and any child that she had after this mistake was discovered. Mamzer are going to be mamzerim, and this obviously assumes, like Shitas Rabbi Akiva, that yesh mamzerus mechayavei lavin, that even though it's only chayavei lav of Yavam al-Lashuk, nevertheless, according to Rabbi Akiva, that's enough to generate mamzerus. So hechidami. So what's the case over here? What do you mean that they said to her that her husband is dead? Ilema trey. If it was that two edim came and told her that her husband had died first and then her son, and then two other edim came and said no, those edim got it backwards, well then why are we trusting the second set of edim more than the first set of edim? My chas is to sam chasahani, smoke ahani. Why is it that we're going to ruin her whole life, we're going to make her get divorced, we're going to call all of her kids mamzerim, because the second set of edim said that she really needed yibum? The first set of edim said that she didn't need yibum. Do we know the second set to be any more trustworthy than the first set of edim? The Mishnah wouldn't make any sense if it was a case of trey utrey. Va'od, and furthermore, the mamzer, we said that the child is going to be a mamzer, suffik mamzeru. If it was really treyus, two edim that said that she was not allowed to get remarried, and two edim that said she's not allowed to get remarried, and two edim that said she is allowed to get remarried, so it's worse to suffik mamzer. You can't call it a mamzer. V'chitema, maybe you're going to tell me lo duck that the Mishnah is not being so precise and it refers to a suffik mamzer as a mamzer, but it's really means a suffik mamzer. No, the Mishnah is very precise. I mean, diktani seifa. The seifa the Mishnah talks about a case where a woman is told that her husband died and then she got remarried, and then they tell her that her husband was actually alive when she got remarried, but don't worry, since then he's died. So the Tana was medayik to be mechalek in the vlad, and we said that harishon mamzer, that any child that she had before from before her husband actually died is going to be a mamzer va'achron, but any child that she had from her new husband after her original husband actually died, ain't no mamzer. It's not going to be a mamzer because at the time she got pregnant, the husband was no longer alive. So Shema Mina did dafka katani. So you see from that part of the Mishnah that the Mishnah is very careful to identify the exact precise status of each child. Elav chad. So it must be therefore that it was an eid echad that initially was made that she did not require yibum, and allowed her to get remarried, and then two edim said that no, she does require yibum, that we got the orders of death reversed, that really it was the child who died first, and that's why we trust the second set over the first set, because the first set wasn't a set, it was an eid echad, and the second set was a set of edim, was two edim, so the edus of two edim is certainly going to be doche the edus of eid echad, and that's why she has to get divorced from her husband, and that's why the vlad is going to be a mamzer, Vlad Rishon Nachman is going to be a mamzer. So now Rav Sheshes is mochiach our shaila from the Mishnah. V'tayim adasu beitrei achushua, that the only reason that the edus of the first guy is going to be rejected is because two witnesses came and said that no, you got it wrong, that you got it reversed. But halav hachi, but had that not happened, then mehemen, then that one aid that initially came and told her that the son died first and then the husband died first and then the son. And therefore you don't need Yibum, would have been believed. The only reason he's not believed in the end of the day in the Mishnah is because at the end, another set of Edom came and contradicted him. But had another set not come and contradicted him, one Eid is believed. So you see that an Eid Echel is believed to tell a woman that she does not require Yibum. So the Gemara says, not a good Raya. Li'olam treu trei. Maybe the case in the Mishnah is not an Eid Echel. It's two witnesses versus two witnesses. Aye, but didn't you tell me that it can't be trey utrey for two reasons? First of all, if it were really trey utrey, then why would we believe the second set over the first set? And second of all, why would we call the child the mamzer? We should say suffik mamzer. So kedam Rav Acha bar Minyumi, like Rav Acha bar Minyumi said elsewhere, be'ede hazama, the second set of witnesses are ede hazama. They're being mazim, the first set of witnesses, not just edus hachasha. There is a chiddush in the Torah that if the second set of edim come and say imanu yisem b'makom ploni, you were with us in the time that you said you were. That you knew this testimony, you were with us somewhere else. So we do believe, for whatever reason, we do believe the second set of witnesses over the first set of witnesses. So achalami be'edei azama. So we hear also, it must be that it's edei azama. You have to add, it's not just edei azama, because the Mishnah said that the case is that the second set of witnesses also changed the content of the edus, meaning they didn't just say imanu yisem, they then also commented on who died first. So the second set of witnesses, both edei azama and edei achasha, but as edei azama, they're able to ruin the edus of the first set of witnesses and to disqualify the first set of witnesses. Good, now that the first set of witnesses have been disqualified, they tell us what really happened. And what really happened, they say, is that the son died first and then the husband, and therefore the woman actually requires yibum. And that's why it's a vadeh mamzer. That's why we believe the second set over the first set. But there's no raya from our Mishnah about the ne'emanus of an eid echad, because there is no eid echad in our Mishnah. Everything in our Mishnah was about shnei eidim. So now says Gemara, okay, but let's try to bring another raya that an eid echad is good enough to allow a yevama to get remarried. So Amalei Rav Mordechai the Ravashi, Ramalei Rav Acha the Ravashi Toshema. I'll bring you a raya that an eid echad is ne'eman to be matir a yevama to get remarried to whoever she wants from the following Mishnah. Eilei shenemenes lomar meisi Yavmi, that a woman is not believed to say that my husband's brother died, She'ein Nasi, so that I can go marry whoever I want, that I don't need Yibum anymore. Meaning, let's say we know her husband is dead, but we think the husband has a surviving brother. And the woman, and the only way we know this brother is dead is the woman herself. The woman herself is saying, Mase Yavmi. So we say, no, she's not believed to say that in order to allow her to get remarried. Velo Mesa Achosi, nor is a woman believed to say that my sister who's married to someone else is dead, She'ekanis Lebesa, so that I can now marry her husband, because the halacha is you're not allowed to marry Achos Ishto Bechaye Ishto, but after Misas Ishto, you're allowed to marry Achos Ishto. So this woman is saying, my sister is dead, so because she wants to marry the sister's husband, so she's not believed to say that. So Rav Mordechai assumes that this is the point, that Rav Mordechai assumes that if an Eid Echad is not believed to say that a Yavam dies, so the Mishnah should have told us that an Eid Echad is not believed about this, and I would know that if an Eid Echad is not believed, for sure the woman herself is not believed, because if an Eid Echad is not believed to say that the Yavam is dead, that's because we don't rely that the woman is going to be mevarer the matter carefully before she goes and gets remarried, so she's not going to clarify first that the Yavam is in fact dead. So if we don't trust that she's going to clarify when an Eid Echad tells her, so certainly when she herself says it, we're not going to believe that she's going to clarify it. So from the fact that the Mishnah Dafka talks about the Isha's Ne'emanus, the implication is he nihi delo mehemna. She would not be believed to say that the Yavam is dead and she doesn't need Yibum. But ha Eid Echad mehemen, the implication is that an Eid Echad would be believed to say that the Yavam is dead and that she does not need Yibum. So since the Mishnah Dafka talks about a case of Misa Seyavam with regard to an Isha telling us about the Misa Seyavam, the woman herself telling us about the Misa Seyavam, so the Mishnah must be, and also the Mishnah tells us the din of Achos, of the Misa of her sister, also by an Isha, even though Neir Echad is not Neman to say that. So it turns out that Neir Echad is Neman to say that Mesa Yavam. So he would be Neman to say Mes Baila and then Mesa Ben as well, because he's Neman to be Matir her from a Yibam situation. That just like the Chum were Makel by Inesha Sish because of a Chashash of Igun, and they were Masakin, and Neir Echad should be believed to say that the husband is dead and that she's allowed to marry whoever she wants, so too the Chum were Makel by Yavama, that's not allowed to get married because of a Zika, that an Eid Echad is going to be believed to allow her to get remarried, and that she's allowed to trust that Eid Echad. Now it's interesting, in the case of Mesa Achosa, that she says that her sister is dead, so Neir Echad L'chora is also not believed to say that the sister is dead, meaning the diuk that we're making, he needs a lo menhemna ha Eid Echad, but an Eid Echad would be believed, that's a diuk that we're making in the case where she's saying that her Yavam is dead and that she doesn't need Yibam anymore. But the other case that it spoke of, where she's trying to say that her sister is dead, so in that case, many of the Rishonim point out, an Eid Echad is also not believed to say that the sister is dead. However, Tosfos said, because after all, what's the only reason we ever believe in Eid Echad? It's because of an Igun situation. To say that the sister is dead has nothing to do with her being an Aguna. She could still marry whoever she wants, whether her sister is alive or dead. The only person she can't marry is the sister's husband. It just knocks out one potential Shidduch for her. It doesn't make her an Aguna. So there's no possible reason to assume that she would not be believed, that an Eid Echad would be believed in such a case. It's not a makom igun at all. So that's how most Rishonim learn. However, Tosos over here in Dibra Maskul Tameich learns differently. Tosos says, wait a second, why is it that we're going to... Tosos assumes that the diuk applies to that case as well, that an Eid Echad would not be believed to... that an Eid Echad rather would be believed to say that her sister is dead, and it's just she that's not believed to say that the sister is dead. So Tosos says, I don't understand. It's not makom igun bechlal. What's the makom igun over here? So Tosos says, it is called the makom igun, because if you have a case where it's unlikely that she's going to find another shidduch, meaning where a woman found someone who's willing to marry her, and in our assessment, it's unlikely that she's going to easily find another shidduch, that's also called igun. So that's enough of an igun to be mekel. It's a big chiddush. That igun does not mean that she's halachically in aguna. It's that we speak to some shadchanim, and they assess her chances, and they say, she doesn't have great chances. So that's also called igun. That if she finds someone that's willing to marry her, when otherwise she doesn't have great chances. This idea of Tosfos is quoted by a tshuva in the Chelkas Yaakov. Rav Breish was asked the following shaila. He was asked about someone who had some sort of prostate surgery where there's a chashash that makes him a patsua daka. So the shaila is, does someone who went through this surgery, does he have to divorce his wife and because he has a din of a patsua daka? So first he goes through this whole thing where he explains why a patsua daka is not even allowed to have yichud with his wife, meaning it's not like a nida with her husband where you know that yesh pas pesalo, that eventually they're going to become mutter to each other and therefore they're allowed to have yichud with each other, but patsua daka with his wife, even if they're not going to be able to have bior, or they're too old to have whatever, you're not allowed to have yichud because they're never going to become mutter to each other. And then he says, but we have to be makel. This is going to destroy families. So many people get this kind of surgery. I'm not sure exactly what kind of surgery he's referring to, but he says so many people get this kind of surgery that we can't be machmir over here. And then he says, and you have to understand that this is called makom iguna. This is called that the woman's going to be in aguna, but the woman's not going to be in aguna. He's going to give her a get. She can go marry whoever she wants. He says this happens typically. This kind of surgery, this kind of procedure happens typically with older couples. So it means that the woman is a little bit that the woman's probably older also, and you're going to take a woman who's been married for all these years and make her grusha at this age. Her shidduch chances are not that great, and that's called makom igun. He uses this tosis to say that that's called makom igun, and therefore we have to come up with whatever kulas we possibly can come up with. So he comes up with some kulas. Okay, so that's the Gemara's raya. So again, we're trying to prove that whether an eid echad is believed to pater a woman from needing yibum. So our raya was that the Mishnah chose the case of an isha not being ne'emenes to say that the yavam died. Sounds like an eid echad would be believed. So says Moral Taimeich, if that's the diuk you're going to make, well, how are you going to be medayik in the seifa? Ema seifa, the end of the Mishnah says, Eino ish neman lomar meis achi shayabe misishto, that a man is not believed to say, my brother is dead, and therefore I need to do yibum on his wife, velo meisa ishti, nor is he believed to say that his wife died, she'esa sachosa, in order to be matir him, to marry his wife's sister. We're not going to believe him on either of those things. So if the dinam that are written in the end of the Mishnah are about the ne'emanus of this man, but the implication is that he's not believed, but an eid echad would be believed, just like you wanted to say on the first part of the Mishnah. So it would turn out that this din, that a person is not ne'eman to say that his brother died, is only he's not ne'eman, but an eid echad would be ne'eman to say that his brother died to be matir the sister. But that wouldn't be such a chiddush, because if the isha's ne'eman is to say that her husband died and she requires yibum, kol shekein eid echad is going to be neman to say that a woman requires yibum. So therefore, hu niyud lo mehemen. The diuk is that he's the one that's not believed. Ha eid echad mehemen, but an eid echad would be believed on this edus, and we'd allow the husband to marry achos ishto based on this edus. But you can't say that because bishlam agabe isha. I understand very well by the isha where we spoke about in the reisha of the Mishnah that even though minat Torah she's asura if she didn't have two kashra edim to be made that he died, so Ne'er Echad is believed to say that the Yavam died and she's allowed to get remarried mishum iguna, because otherwise she's going to be in aguna because she's a kukul Yavam. So akilu bar Rabbanan, the Rabbanan are going to be mekel and trust Ne'er Echad el gabi ish, but to be matir an ish to marry his wife's sister ma'ikal meimar. Why would we have a takana to trust Ne'er Echad just so that this guy can marry his wife's sister? There's no makum igun over here, so you can't make such a diuk. Ella, so says what we have to say is that the Mishnah does not, when it talks about the Isha and the Ish being the ones that tell us this Eidus, it does not mean to say that Dafka, they are the ones who are not believed, but an Eid Echad would be believed about these very same things. And therefore, an Eid Echad is not believed to say that the Yavam died. But the Ki Yitzrich, why does the Mishnah need to be Mechadish this din that an Isha is not Ne'emenes, that the Yavam died? Why doesn't it just say that an Eid Echad, and we'll derive from there that Nisha is also not believed? Just say Neid Echad is not believed that Yavam died, and I'll know that Nisha is not believed. No, Ki Yisrach Rabbi Akiva Yisrach. We need this according to Rabbi Akiva, who's to the Mishnah needs to say that Nisha is not Ne'emenes, because if it would have said Neid Echad, is not Neman, I would not have necessarily known that an Isha is not Nemenis, because Sal Kadai Dechamina, I would have had a Havamina hold from Rabbi Kiva Yeshmam Zumachay Avilavin, that since Rabbi Kiva holds that a Vlad that's born from any Isra Lav is going to create Mamzer, is going to be a Mamzer, it turns out that a Yavama that marries Lashuk when she really required Yibum is going to make her child a Mamzer. So Ema Chaisha Kulkula Dezara, I might have made a mistake and thought that a woman is Neman to be Matir herself Lashuk, because she would never want to make her children into mamzerim, so she's going to vedaika, so she's going to be very careful, and she's not going to get remarried unless she's absolutely certain that the yavam has died. But in Eid Echad, you don't have such a svara. So kamash milan. That's why the Mishnah tells me that the din that even the isha is not ne'emenes. Not only the isha is not ne'emenes, but an Eid Echad would be believed. No, an Eid Echad would not be believed for sure because he's not going to be daika. But even an isha who'd be daika, who'd be very careful because she doesn't want her kids to be mamzerim, even she's not ne'emenes. Rava amar Eid Echad ne'eman b'yavama. Rava says another raya that an Eid Echad is believed to be matir yavama mikal v'chomer from the following kal v'chomer the isur kares hitarta. We trust an Eid Echad to say that an eshes ish is no longer an eshes ish, that the husband has died, and we're matir an isur kares based on an Eid Echad l'salav l'kolshkein. So for sure, when it comes to yavama l'shuk, that's only an isur lav. For sure, we should trust an Eid Echad. So one of the rabbanon said to Rava, you can't say such a kal v'chomer to be matir a yavama with an Eid Echad based on the fact that you could be matir nishish with an Eid Echad. He atzma tuchiach. The edus of the woman herself should be a raya that we should be mechalik between nisr karis and nisr lav. Till nisr karis itarta, nisr lav lo itarta. That the woman who says that her husband died and wants to get remarried, which is nisr karis, we allow her to get remarried. Whereas for a yavama who says that the yavam died, it's nisr lav, we do not allow her to get remarried, even though it's more kal. So why taka is that true? Why is it that a woman is not believed to say that the yavam died, even though isr yavam l'shuk is a lesser isr than eshes ish, and we do believe her by eshes ish? The kivin dezimni desayni leilo daiko mitzvah, because sometimes she just really hates the yavam, she doesn't want to have anything to do with him, so she's not going to be mevara the matter carefully, and she's going to want to get remarried without a clear knowledge that the yavam is actually dead, so we can't trust her. But an isha who says that her husband is dead, she's ne'emenes, because she does not hate her husband. She likes her husband, and she's not looking for a way to get out from under her husband. So therefore, we're going to trust her that her husband died. So by an edus of an Eid Echad, you could be mechalik similarly, that an Eid Echad is ne'eman to say that the husband died, because the chachamim are somech that the woman is not going to get remarried unless she's sure that it's true. But Eid Echad nami, given the zimni desanyalei, but when it comes to Eid Echad by a yavam, sometimes she just doesn't like the yavam. So lo daiku mitzvah, she's going to be too trusting of the Eid Echad. She's not going to independently clarify anything, and she's going to go and get remarried. And therefore, Rava's kal v'chomer is not a good kal v'chomer. Good, so then one last prat that we had in the previous Mishnah that the Gemara clarifies. Zeh midrash darsha b'loza ben namasya. So the Mishnah had said that Isha grusha me isha lo yikachu, that only if a woman receives a get from her husband does she become a grusha and therefore pasul lakuna, but not if she receives a get from someone who was not her husband. So Amar Vidam Rav, Havale the Rabbi Lazar, the Midrash Bei Marganisa, that Rabbi Lazar had an opportunity over here to uncover a pearl. He could have had such a beautiful diuk from this pasuk and said v'darish mechaspa. Instead, he said something that's so obvious, that such a dover pasuk, that all he gave us is a shard of pottery. He gave us nothing to learn from over here. Yeah, that what? A woman receives a get from a random guy who's not her husband, that she's not pasul lakuna? Shkayach. I mean, that's I don't need a pasuk for such a thing. So my margani, so what is the gem, what is the pearl that he could have uncovered? Titania, because the Brisa tells us as follows, v'isha grusha me'isha. The pasuk says lo yikachu afilu lo niskarsha elo me isha, that even if the husband said to her you're megureshes many but ve'enat mutaris lekaladam, that you're being megureshes from me but you don't have all the benefits of a grusha, I'm not giving you a get to be matu you to marry anyone else, so it would turn out that she would be in aguna, so psul lakuna, even that would be enough to pasul lakuna, meaning that's not a kosher get. A get has to be a get krisus, where there's nothing that's preventing her from getting married to anybody else. So the whole get's not kosher. But nevertheless, it's enough to pasul lakuna. V'hainu, reyach haget, to pasul lakuna. And that's the concept called reyach haget. Reyach haget is enough to pasul a woman lakuna. That's the concept of reyach haget. Okay, so now says the new Mishnah. Now we're flipping the script. The previous Mishnah spoke about husband went away, we don't know what happened to him, and then one aide came and said, your husband is dead. But now we have Mishalcha Ishto Limedina Siyam. The woman is the one that went away. And then Bo Vomer Lo, and they tell the husband, Mesa Ishtecha, your wife is dead. Venosa Asachosa. So he goes and he marries her sister, which he would not have been allowed to do if she were still alive. Vachar Kach Bas Ishto. And then the wife comes home. So Luteres Lachzar, Lachzalo, she's allowed to go back to the husband, and the sister's marriage to the husband does not aser her, because the sister's marriage to the husband was not a marriage; she was alive the whole time. And the husband is allowed to then, at some subsequent date, marry the relatives of the second woman, like her daughter, even though you're not allowed to marry Isha Ubita, but he was never married to the second woman. And the second woman, meaning the sister, is allowed to marry his relatives, because she was never married to him. And if the second one was single at the time that he married her, and then the first woman died, the first wife really died, then mutar b'shniya, then he's allowed to go and marry the second woman, because now it's actually achos ishto lachar misas ishto. So amru lo mesa ishto, if you have a case where they came and they said your wife died, v'nasas achos, and he married her sister, v'achar kach amru lo kayemes haisa umesa, and then they come back and they said, oh, remember when we told you she was dead? Well, she wasn't actually dead then, but now she's dead. So good news and bad news, or whatever, bad news and bad news. I don't know, she wasn't dead then, but now she's actually dead. So Avlad Rishon, the Vlad that she had from the sister before his wife was actually dead, Mamzer. Achron, but the Vlad that she has from the sister, that he has from the sister after the wife is actually dead, Ain Mamzer, is not a Mamzer. Then Rabbi Yossi Omer Kolsho Poslali De Acherim, Poslali De Atzmo. Anyone who apostles because of Acherim, that he apostles his sister to her husband, if the sister, the wife's sister to her husband, so it's Poslali De Atzmo. Kolsho So the Gemara is going to discuss exactly what that line means. That relates to what happens if the sister was married at some point. The sister was married to another guy, and that other guy also went to Medina Sayyam, and there were reports about him dying also when all of this happened. So that's a more complicated situation, which the Gemara is going to address. So the Gemara is medayik from the din of the Mishnah, where we said that that when the wife comes back home after we thought she was presumed dead, she can go back to the husband. The Aval Gav. And this is true even if the sister was married to someone else, and therefore when this man's wife and his wife's sister's husband both went to Medina Sayyam, so his wife and her husband both went into Medina Sayyam, and the Eidachot came and told us that they were both dead, meaning that his wife was dead and his brother-in-law was dead. So he figured the coast is clear now, he's allowed to marry his wife's sister. And then his wife and his brother-in-law all came back from, both came back from Medina Sayyam, Hani Nisuim, the Kamitzara Eishas Kiso. Now this marriage is now going to aser the sister-in-law on the brother-in-law, Agiso, because she was an Eishas Ish who got married al Piyed Echad, and that goes back to the first Mishnah, where an Eishas Ish gets married al Piyed Echad, and then the husband walks back into town, that she's going to be Asurah to him. So she's ruined. Her life is ruined. Afiluachi Eishas Giso, Asira, Afiluachi Eishas Giso, even though the sister-in-law is now not allowed to go back to the brother-in-law, his own wife is allowed to come back to him. This guy's wife is allowed to come back to him. V'lo amrina, we don't say mitok shenesra ishes giso agiso tiasur ishto alav. We don't say that since he ruined his sister-in-law's life and she's not allowed to go back to the brother-in-law, so he's not allowed to take his wife back either. No, they're two separate shailas. The brother-in-law was away and the wife was away, and we thought they were both dead. So this guy got married to his sister-in-law, and now the brother-in-law came back and the wife came back. He's allowed to take his wife back, but the sister-in-law is not allowed to go back to the brother-in-law. mother-in-law, period. So from the din of the Mishnah, that a woman who comes from Medina Siam is allowed to go back to her husband, we can bring a raya that a sister does not require a get from the guy that married her. So lema masnis and dilok Rabbi Akiva. It seems that our Mishnah is against Rabbi Akiva. Di Rabbi Akiva, because if we're going to assume like Rabbi Akiva, the sister would have required a get, and therefore havila achos grushaso, his original wife would become achos grushaso. Meaning Rabbi Akiva holds that if while the wife was away, he married her sister, he would have to give the sister a get before he takes back the wife. But once he gives the sister a get, he can't take back the wife, because then the wife would be a chaskushaso. Did Tanya, because we have a price of kala rayusha b'torah, any rayusha in the Torah that you marry, even b'shogeg, ain't shrich semenu get. You don't need to give a get, because there are rayos. There's no marriage. Chutz me ishas ish and nisal pi bezdin, except for an ish that got remarried based on eid echad and bezdin, where we said in the first mission this paragraph that you need that she needs a get from the second husband as well. Rabbi Kiva Moshe, Rabbi Kiva says, af ishas ach, even someone who marries his brother's wife, when he hears that the brother died without any children, he's miyabim her, and it turns out that the brother was really alive, so she's not allowed to get remarried because he needs to give her a get. Ve'achos isha. And then he also adds a wife's sister, that he thought that the wife was dead, and he went and he married the wife's sister, so he needs to give a get to the wife's sister as well. V'kivin damar Rabbi Kiva by a get. So Rabbi Kiva says that the sister-in-law is going to need a get. Memeli itzra'alei. So then the wife is memeli going to become asura to come back to the husband. Tavila achos grushaso, because now it's achos grushaso on a drabbanan level, because the wife's sister was grushaso on a drabbanan level. He had to give her a get. So the wife becomes achos grushaso. So when our Mishnah says that the husband can take back his wife when she returns, that's assuming, not like Rabbi Akiva, because according to Rabbi Akiva, he's got to give a get to her sister, and Meili is not allowed to take back the wife. So it says, well, no. Our Mishnah might even be going like Rabbi Akiva. He was only talking about a particular situation that's not discussed in our Mishnah. This case that Rabbi Akiva requires a get by an Eishas Ach, Hechidami, what's the case of Eishas Ach where he requires a get? Kigon Shekidish Ach Vesisha, Vahalach Medina Siam, a man is Makadish woman, and then he goes to Medina Siam, Vishama Shemes Achiv, and the brother that remains behind heard that his brother who's been Medina Siam died without any children, Vamad Vinasas Ishto, so he goes and he does Yibum, what he thinks is Yibum, because he thinks his brother is dead, on his brother's wife. And now it turns out that the brother was really alive, and he did Yibum B'ta'us, so that's where Rabbi Akiva requires a get. Da Amri Inchi, because if he gets rid of her without a get, if he leaves her without a get, people are going to make a mistake, and they're going to say that the brother that's here was not a mistake, it was not an Isser, he married her B'Yibum, Sahach Kama, Tana'a Havale B'Kiddushin, that maybe the first husband who went to Medina Sayyam made a Tanai when he was Makadish's wife, and the Tanai was not Makuyim, so the whole Kiddushin was Batel, and that's why she became Muteris to his brother, the High Shaper Nasiv, and he was allowed to marry the brother's wife. And now he's getting rid of her without a get. Now he's leaving her without a get. And that's why we require a get. And since the din of Eishas Ach is explained in such a way, the High Achos Isha, the case of Achos Isha, where Rabbi Akiva requires a get, Nami, could also be explained. Hey Chidami, and what's the case of Achos Isha where you require a get? Kigon Shekidesh as Isha, Ba'alchol Medina Siam, a guy who's Makadish woman, and then he went to Medina Siam, Vishama Shemesa, and he heard that his wife is dead, so he goes and he marries her sister, so that's where he's going to require a get, Amri Inchi, because we have to assume that people are going to make the mistake to say that Hach Kamaisa Tanai Avala B'Kiddushaha, that there was a Tanai in the Kiddushin, and Vahashapir Nasib, and therefore this marriage to the sister was perfectly fine, but that's only by Kiddushin, Elimisuin, Mikalamemer Tanahava, Libinisuin, but by a Nisuin, if there was a real full marriage, would we ever say that there was a Tanai in the Nisuin? A person doesn't make a Tanai in the Nisuin, because if you make a Tanai in the Nisuin, it turns out that you're turning your Bia into a Bia Vasnos. So since the Mishnah is talking about an Ishto Nisua, where he marries the sister when he thinks the wife is dead, Rabbi Kiva is also going to be modded in such a case that you don't need to get in such a case. There's no Chash in such a case, and therefore she's allowed to go back to her original husband when we find out that she's alive. She's not achos grushaso since you never required a get. So Gemara brings a kasha that Amalei Rav Ashi Rav Kana, I Rabbi Kiva. If you want to say that our Mishnah is going like Rabbi Kiva, listen to Michamosa. The Mishnah should have taught us the din of the wife's mother, that when he hears that the wife is dead, and then the wife comes back, and it turns out that he married her mother Beisr. Tashamina leder Rabbi Kiva. The Amar Chamosa Lachar Misa Lav Bisreifa. That Chamosa Lachar Misa. There's no Isr. There's no Chiv Sreifa. So he's allowed to marry her after Misa Sishto. So the Mishnah should have said the din of marrying Chamosa B'Taus and then finding out that the wife was alive. Titania, because the Brisa tells us Beish Yisrofu Osove Asen. So the Pasuk is telling me that when you marry the mother-in-law, you're Chayiv Sreifa. Osov Es Achas Mehen, the husband of the wife who married the mother-in-law, and one of them, because it's a Balashon Yachid, that she, the one who we married last, meaning the mother-in-law, where they violated this issue, Div Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva Omar, Osova Eshtehen, that the husband who married the mother-in-law, and Eshtehen, that they're both Chayiv Sreifa. So you can't say that the Pasuk means to tell me that his wife is Chayiv Sreifa also, in addition to the mother, because the wife didn't do anything wrong. So with the Rabbi and Rabbi have a machlok, because what Rabbi Kiva meant. According to Abaye, he meant to say that both women are nisrefes with him, meaning when he marries his wife and her mother and her grandmother, they're both going to be chayiv sreifa because they both married him be'isr. But according to Rava, the pasuk means to say, like Rabbi Shmuel, that when he marries only his mother-in-law, but the pasuk is telling me that the misa of marrying the mother-in-law is only when the both women are still alive, that you're not chayiv sreifa unless you marry the mother-in-law while the wife is alive. But after she's dead, you're not going to be chayiv sreifa. Okay, we're already over time. We'll have to read over that part tomorrow, Bezer Shem.
Okay, welcome back.
Thank you.
Well,
have a good day.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.